The day that Jesus came to Jericho, Zacchaeus was hurrying through the streets. The streets were crowded and full of people. And although Zacchaeus was a very rich man, he was getting bumped and jostled just like everybody else. Zacchaeus usually spent his days collecting money from people. He took money, and then he was supposed to give it to the Romans. It was like tax money. But usually Zacchaeus kept some of the money himself, and then he gave some money to the Romans. And so this is how he had gotten so rich, was basically by cheating and stealing other people's money. But today, his goal was not to collect money. Today, his goal was to see Jesus. Now, the reason the streets were so crowded is because that everybody wanted to see Jesus. And the problem for Zacchaeus was that everybody else was taller than he was. Zacchaeus was a short guy, and he couldn't see anything through the crowd. So he tried standing on his tiptoes. He tried elbowing, trying to get to the front of the crowd. He tried jumping up and down, but nothing worked. All he could see was the backs of other people in the crowd. And then he looked up ahead, and he saw a tall sycamore tree. It was a tree just like the one that had been in his family's yard when he was your age, and it gave him an idea. He ran down the street as fast as he could, and he reached and grabbed the lowest branch, and he pulled himself up into the tree. And then he scrambled higher and higher up the branches. It made him feel just like he was a kid again. He hadn't felt that way in a long, long time. And he peered through the green leaves, and there down the street he could see Jesus coming slowly along the street. The reason Jesus walked so slow is because so many people wanted to talk to him and to receive a blessing from him or to show him something. But finally, Jesus came near the sycamore tree. And Zacchaeus thought, well, maybe Jesus is going to stop here and rest in the shade of this tree. Jesus walked right up to the tree, and he looked up into the branches, and Zacchaeus realized Jesus was looking straight at him. And he was stunned because he had been trying really hard to see Jesus, but he never imagined that Jesus would see him. Then things got even more surprising. Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, come down from that tree. Hurry up. I'm coming to stay at your house." Zacchaeus got such a jolt of excitement, he almost fell out of the tree. And then as he was leading Jesus along to his house, he began to hear the crowds around him grumbling. Zacchaeus is a tax collector. He works for the Romans. We don't like the Romans. We don't like Zacchaeus. He steals our money. He's greedy and selfish. He cheats and lies. Why would Jesus want to spend any time with that man? But Jesus did want to spend time with Zacchaeus, and he ignored everything the crowd was saying. When they got to Zacchaeus' house, Zacchaeus invited him in, showed him where he could wash his hands and his feet, showed him where he could rest, and had a meal prepared so that he would have something to eat. The Bible doesn't tell us how long Jesus stayed at Zacchaeus' house, but it does tell us that at a certain point, Zacchaeus made an announcement. He said, "Jesus, I've made a decision. I'm going to give away half of my money to the poor, and I'm going to use the other half to pay back everybody four times over what I stole or cheated from them." Jesus smiled and he said, "Zacchaeus, today you have started down the road away from being everybody's enemy and toward being everybody's friend. And hopefully now everyone in the crowd is going to realize that you are a child of God just like they are. And your action will help to remind people and teach people that God's purpose is to seek and save the lost." Let's join hands now and we'll say a prayer together. Make sure Gracie gets a hand to hold. Angelina, can you hold Gracie's hand? Good, thank you. Dear God, we're so grateful for the glimpse you give us of how wonderful our life can be when we follow in your way. Thank you for the opportunity to walk beside you and learn from you. Amen.